Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcoming you out today and so excited to be able to have you on because we've got a great guest, we've got a great show, and as always, we've got great content. As a reminder, go ahead and check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Check out our free blogs. We've got other podcasts both on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio. We've got lots of great information, great events. In fact, I'm doing one from the day this recording. I'm actually doing one starting tonight, last one of the year until the fall. So we're going to take the summer off with our events that way. And so really excited to be able to prepare for that. And I'm definitely excited to get going with you guys. So I want to introduce here because let me ask you a question. How many of you feel like that you can ever do business alone? Those of you that are entrepreneurs, who feels like you can do it alone? How many of you feel like you need systems and you need the right people and processes and systems in place to make your dreams and your mission and vision of your business to come true? Well, that's exactly what we want to address here today. And so I have a special guest here who is Sarah Spiker, and love having her on, especially having her out from New York here. Sarah here is someone who just really impressed me from the beginning when I first started talking to her. She's an international best-selling author. She's also a lifestyle business consultant and founder of VPM Pro Inc. Her specialty and passion is small business management, from a business strategy and model, and to social media marketing, to workflow and processes, daily routines, the mindset. I mean, if there's anything that you need to have done in your business, she's probably got somebody on her team to help her. She also helps people with, their six and seven figure clients, help them multiply their income, work less so that they can build their businesses around their family, have more flexibility and greater freedom. And, she's transforming lives like crazy. She's a mother of two. She's, a wife. Obviously, she's also been an international basketball player for NCAA. I thought that was pretty cool too. So anyways, from a personal standpoint, I'll tell you that Sarah's awesome. She's got her stuff together. Great person that you'll want to hear from today. So, Sarah, welcome on board.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, how did you take this path that you're down today?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. I can talk about it for hours, but I know we only have a limited amount of time. So it all started a couple of years ago when I came from Europe, Slovenia, where I was born and raised and spent my first 20 years of life. To the States, and through this, being at university afterwards through my master's program, a lot of my professors were consultants, and I was fascinated by the idea of being able to leverage your expertise and knowledge to help propel somebody else's life. And I was really curious, how do you become a consultant? I never saw myself working for, let's say, a McKinsey company or Ernst & Young or anything like it. But still, that was really appealing to me. Fast forwarding a couple of years, I was working with a successful business owner in New York City. Directly with her, learned a lot about the ins and outs of running a business with employees, with alliances, vendors, clients, you name it, I've done it. And I remember she hired a team of marketing consultants at the time. They did a fantastic job of evaluating what was going on, what needed to be improved in order to take the business to the next level. But what stuck with me was they came back, after all the research with a huge booklet of recommendations. And that was pretty much the only thing that they left. And after 2.5 hour PowerPoint presentation, I believe it was, explaining everything, my boss was in tears, overwhelmed with, what am I supposed to do? you know, how do I even get started implementing every single thing that they suggested? And I remember sitting there and I thought to myself, wow, if ever I'm a consultant, I want to make sure that I can be with my client every step of the way, helping them actually put things in action, or even me going in there and do it for them. Because any plan is only as good as the implementation part of it.
Right.
So then, again, fast forwarding a couple of years, I lost my job the same week I found out I was pregnant. It was a different job. And my husband and I just moved into a house. Life seemed to be perfect. I'm like, huh, now what?
Just love timing of life sometimes.
I know. But the great thing was that the idea of being a VA was really a great idea to me because it would allow me to create my own schedule, to have the flexibility to take care of my clients and helping them still growing their business and being with my family. But I quickly realized I wasn't good in taking orders and doing the little details. I'm much better as a strategist, as a planner, a big picture person, somebody who can quickly see the issues that clients have in their business and operations and management and so on. So in order for me to be able to step into this role, I had to build a team around me to support me in the doing part. So that's how through the years I grew my multi-VA team, and they're all US-based, so that I can really focus on being the consultant.
Oh, so no one from the Philippines, huh? Or
no, in
Malaysia?
You know, it's really interesting that some people, that's where they will source their virtual team from, overseas. Me personally, I have much better experience with all US-based team, and my clients seem to like it better too. There's no language barriers. I think my accent is enough of a challenge sometimes. the time difference is not to be of a concern because we're all accessible within just a couple of few different hours. And the quality of work, you know, based on my standards, which are really, really high when I handpick my team, it just proved that the US-based VAs are much more reliable. But that doesn't say that if you find somebody overseas that they are less valuable. It's just my personal preference.
Yeah. No, I definitely see that. I'm kind of the same way. I like to hire people that are real-life people around this area, you know, people that are in that area. And it's fine. I mean, everybody has their own different, you know, culture that they want to create or whatever. But for me personally, like I, one of my standards is really having good quality, like be able to tell people like, no, I really like to have that quality. Even if it costs me more money, I want that quality to show.
Absolutely. And it's also the convenience. You know, a lot of people get scared just by the team. My goodness. You know, what do I do with a team? So it's a really sensitive process to inform them how the whole dynamic works, especially if they want to build a team on their own.
Right, exactly. So talk to us a little bit about this because, you know, a lot of the people that are listening here today, like, you know, they're usually small business owners, but most of them are usually solopreneurs, right? They're people that are kind of in business for themselves. They might hire out things from time to time, but maybe not consistently. Why do you think it's so important for people to step out of that self-employed, do-it-yourself role to a leader role and to have people in place? Like, why do you think it's so important to have a team?
There are two reasons that come to mind. The first one, obviously, is just the fact that you're able to focus on your strengths, which were the reason you even started a business on your own. And the second is it frees up the time that allows you to even quadruple your sales. And let me explain. So imagine that you are a business owner, right? And with everything that you have to juggle, you may have time to be in front of 10 prospects in 1 month because you only have a certain amount of hours available. And if you, let's say, close 3 of those, just for easier math purposes, let's say that translates into $15,000 in revenue per month.
Yeah.
When you outsource and when you leverage people, even if it's for 10 hours a week, you can invest that time into prospecting and selling. Now you have, instead of 10 hours in a month, you have 10 hours a week. and you can quadruple the closings and go from 15,000 to 60,000 a month.
Right.
You know, that's just the logic behind it. Return on the investment, obviously, it's not even questioned here. And then going back to the point of being able to focus on what your strengths are, Darren Hardy from Success Magazine had a great, great interview series a while ago that I listened to, and he said focus is the most valuable currency these days because we get so easily distracted with what we think we should be doing, what we want to do, what we are actually doing. So if you want to grow your business, you have to focus. And you can only focus if you are in your own zone of genius and don't have to worry about anything else. So that's where a team steps in. But then you have to consider that leveraging is different than delegating.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Robbins was great at explaining that. So paraphrasing him was, you know, when you delegate, you're still responsible for making sure that everything goes according to the plan, that everything is delivered in timely manner, that people have everything they need, they know how to do things. But when you leverage yourself and when you leverage your team, you bring people on board who don't need to be supervised. And the only thing you need to tell them is, this is what I need, this is the budget, this is the timeline. That's it.
Right. I know that's an entrepreneur's dream come true right there. Because really what you're talking about, like even to have someone who you can leverage, usually that's somebody that has their own initiative, like their own drive. They're almost entrepreneurs themselves, right?
Absolutely.
You're not hiring an employee.
Yes, absolutely. It is according to, I forgot his name, Inc. magazine's editor. He said, we are becoming a society of 1099s, which is definitely true. So when you hire, it could be a VA, it could be a virtual business manager, it could be a graphic designer, it could be a copywriter, web developer, web designer, which I think I already mentioned. Anyhow, you know, those are all independent business owners. They do know what it takes to run a business. And another issue that I see a lot of times, you know, when you test the waters, when you try to outsource, it's like giving your baby into a daycare. You know, you're really cautious about where do you send your baby, who you allow close to your baby. And it's the same with business. So you got to be very careful with the hiring process. And also you have to keep in mind that just hiring a VA to dump all your crazy from your desk into their desk, it's not going to do the work. You have to be very selective of what are the strengths you're bringing on board. And sometimes you're better off with hiring five different people versus expecting everything from the one person.
Interesting. Rather than hiring a super contractor, you're trying to hire specialized contractors, right?
Absolutely. It might cost a little bit more in terms of monetary investment, but the turnaround with which you'll be able to see the results is going to be much faster and much higher quality because they are specialists in what they do. And many times they'll be able to guide you and advise you. You know, it's not going to be on you to figure everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But they will come to you and say, you know, for what you're trying to achieve, this might be a better way of doing things, or this might cut down the time involved, this tool, this system might be better for what you're doing right now and what you want to do in a month, you know, 2 months, in a year, in a couple of years, because
yeah,
they do know their field.
Exactly. Well, that's why they're professionals, what they do. I know, you know, you hire right when all of a sudden you say, you know what, I just thought of something. Could you help me do this? Then they'll say, you know what, we already did that about, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I figured you would need this.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't hire somebody as a genius, right? You're like, oh my goodness, like you're better at this than I am, right?
Exactly. Or when you tell your team and say, I'm trying to do this, and they say, okay, you got to consider this, and we already have done that, like you said, it's improved, definitely. But another thing I wanted to point out with growing a business and growing a team, you know, there are two interesting and pretty much horror stories that I've heard. Somebody had 5 different VAs on their team. They did not even know about each other.
Wow.
So as their business grew, just managing the team became a full-time job, and it was way too overwhelming for them. So they had to let everybody go and then transition to a new management company who had everything in-house in order for them to have one point of contact as opposed to managing 5. So when you're planning out, mapping out the growth of your business, you got to keep in mind what are the roles you'll need, where to find them in advance, so you are not scrambling the last minute trying to bring somebody on board. And then another horror story, unfortunately, is somebody who went and hired the first person they interviewed because they were the least expensive. What happened was they spent tens of thousands of dollars in hiring, in managing, in training, or paying a retainer in advance. What happened was they were doing a launch that could be highly lucrative, but the team missed the deadline. So all the promotions went out with such a delay that they actually lost revenues on that as well.
Mm.
So you got to be super careful and super clear on what your expectations are, deadlines are, what you need, and what you're willing to do in order to get to your goals.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. As a leader, that's the interesting thing about business, being a business owner. I think one of the hardest roles you play is being a leader, because now it's not just about you. It's about your team and moving that forward, right?
Absolutely. You have to sell them on your vision. And then if you're smart and if you have resources, you're probably better off hiring another person that could be like your co-pilot, making sure all those details are taken care of so you can still focus on the big picture. And at this stage, you know, it's really important for you to understand what your strengths are, even personality-wise. For me, I know if I get involved into doing the teeny tiny details, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to be the greatest outcome. On the other hand, if my team does something and misses those little details, I will find them and I will point them out.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, it's interesting. You know, just don't ask me to the details, but I will find I will find them for you.
That's right.
So it's really build a team that complements your strengths and offsets your weaknesses.
Absolutely. And that kind of brings to my second question here, Sarah, or, well, whatever question I'm on, second, next question. you know, at what point, because I know I get asked this all the time, but at what point should a business owner say, okay, it's time for me to start hiring other people, to start really branching out and leveraging a team? At what point should they do that?
The sooner the possible. And I know the idea sounds crazy, especially in the beginning stages when you barely – majority of businesses, when they can barely make to pay themselves. But the sooner you find somebody, and it could be even a very simple, very general a VA that you can outsource to, just to help you with the administrative things at first, to free up the much-needed time for your to develop the business further and to source new clients and work with them. And there are a lot of ways in which you can create the budget for that. For example, just the pricing, you know, offering the value-based prices as opposed to time-based prices that builds in a cushion that you need to pay your team. And going back to the beginning of our conversation, you know, quadrupling your chances to make sales when you outsource, you know, that pretty much answers the question for itself.
Right. And, of course, just for clarity, I'm not sure if you mentioned this abbreviation or not, but for most entrepreneurs who get this, but VA is virtual assistant, right? So assistant that's not actually in-house, somebody that's from abroad.
You know, absolutely.
It could be a couple of towns away. It could be a couple of houses away. You just don't have to have them in your home or into your office, right?
Absolutely, yes. And I'm so glad you brought this up because I just recently had a conversation with somebody who was really confused with all the titles that are floating around these days. You know, VA, virtual business manager, or online business manager, they are the same.
Yeah.
A consultant, a coach, advisor, mentor, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
And many times it's actually really hard to tell. But if you go straight by the definition, a VA is somebody who's virtual, which means they're not physically in your office, even though some of them will do that if they're close enough. And then online business manager is going to be somebody who will not get involved in fulfilling all those little details, but they will hover above all the things that need to be done, and they will find a team for you. They will make sure that everything's done correctly on time, standard-wise. They will source the talent that you need on your team.
Yeah.
And then, of course, coaching and consulting, sometimes these two get confused, but it's a conversation for a whole lot of time.
Right. It's true. There's a whole lot there, too. So, like with your team specifically, with what you guys do, what's the minimum number of hours that somebody needs to hire someone?
You know, it really depends. Sometimes it's just a project-based. For example, we were doing a PowerPoint presentation for a corporate executive who just couldn't be bothered by doing the PowerPoint presentation. And it wasn't a very long and extensive project, but to them it meant a lot because it was still a couple of hours that they otherwise couldn't have. Then some of the projects are pretty much ongoing basis with not necessarily hourly engagement, but project-based in terms of, you know, this is what we need and we need it done in a specific way. For example, we were working with a healthcare consultant that had 9 client contracts. 3 months later, they had 17 client contracts. And all we did was helping them put systems in place for better operations, for better time management, and the marketing piece to get them in front of their ideal clients.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I've noticed a lot of people, they kind of get stuck on thinking, oh, well, if I hire someone, say like an assistant or a virtual assistant, I've got to have them for 20, 30, 40 hours a week and have to worry about, you know, benefits and this and that. Like, no, a couple hours maybe all you need if it's just for a project, just to lighten your load. Because the key is, I mean, if you want to be able to work in your genius, you've got to hire others in their genius too.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, for things that you hate doing the most, there's somebody who absolutely thrives doing those things.
Exactly. There are crazy people that actually do like dealing with stuff that you think might be mundane, which is
brilliant. Exactly. And yeah, it's like I said, it's really scary to start. So you might want to start with something small and then expand.
Yeah.
Just to test and also to see how you respond, how uninvolved you want to be. And of course, there are aspects of your business that you absolutely have to be involved with. And if nothing else, your team will only care as much as you care. So if you're somebody who would say, oh, you know, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to disappear for 3 months, do whatever you want to, it's not going to turn out very well anyway, regardless of who you hire. But if you still are the leader, if you sell them on your vision, and if you surround yourself with a team that will excel and make sure things are in place and somebody that cares for your business just as much as you do or even more than they care for theirs, then you have a winning combination.
That's right. Well, and what I've noticed is when you hire somebody that's in their genius, they're going to do it a lot faster than you will. It's kind of like when I talk to people about bookkeepers, for example, right? You know, they'll say, yeah, I'm spending so many hours, you know, every month or every week doing these numbers. Okay, well, a bookkeeper might spend 30 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes it's not even about the time. It's the quality and knowing what else needs to be considered, especially when you're doing, let's say, online marketing. You know, I hear it so many times from business owners who say, oh, you know, my high school niece, she's good on Facebook, she'll do my marketing.
Right.
Okay. To which my question is, does she always also do your bookkeeping? And they look at me, Sarah, what do you mean? I'm like, well, she does have math in school, right? So she could do your bookkeeping. I'm like, no. And it's pretty much the same thing, you know. It's knowing what's going on. It's staying current with the trends, with ever-changing dynamics, with ever-changing even laws sometimes.
Mm.
So they even, you know, just like an attorney, you have an attorney on board for a reason.
Yeah.
The same thing with hiring a VA or a virtual business manager or a launch team or whatever it is. Sometimes don't have to have them on board at all times, but just for specific occasions. And you know, as a business owner, you're not going to be bothered doing all the research to make sure that you have all the missing pieces. You just need to tell them, this is what I need from you. Go figure it out. And then they will come back and say, okay, if you're doing a launch, there are five different stages. What you have is ready for the stage one, so which means you only need this for four others. Based on your budget, this is what we can accommodate you with, so let's go this route as opposed to that one. You know, all those little things that will actually help you succeed with whatever you already have.
You know, when you're saying that, it kind of reminds me, David Fagan, who's the former CEO of Guerrilla Marketing, for those that have heard the book Guerrilla Marketing, I heard him say once, he said that, he asked a question. He says, does your team live up to the potential of your company? Right? Like, do you have the right people on your team that will allow your company to get to the vision that you have for it? If not, it might be time to get a new team, or it's time to upgrade or up-level, or for some people, even just having a team might be a huge upgrade.
Absolutely, yes. And another thing that might be something to consider very seriously, once you do get involved with a great team that lives up to your potential, another thing you want to make sure is that there is a backup plan.
Right.
You know, because things happen, life happens. You can have the best in the world. If something happens to them, what's their backup plan?
Right. Yeah, what are you going to do, right, if you don't have them?
Exactly. And, you know, that's another probably hour-long conversation we can have.
It's
just
true.
On that topic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We're actually short on time right now. But, Sarah, this is a great episode. I mean, like I said, like, we cannot emphasize enough. I mean, the fact remains that I had a mentor that said that, listen, if your time is worth $100 an hour, like, your ability to go out and market and help serve people is worth $100 an hour, that means you should be hiring. It's going to be less than $100 an hour. Because
absolutely,
whatever hour you're focusing away from your genius, you're now, that's costing you at least that much money, right? It's like, how do you get focus into what you do best? Hire others to help them what they do best. And then when you come together, there's that synergy, much like when you were a basketball player, right, for the NCAA. Like, when you have a great synergy, you don't have to be superstars, but you do need to be playing your roles and allowing you to get the best result as a team.
Absolutely. And one thing that, as much as the 4-Hour Workweek book is incredible in terms of being an eye-opener, if
mm-hmm.
anybody hasn't read it yet, it's really deceiving in terms of saying, oh, just hire somebody for $2 an hour.
Right.
You know, when we're talking about the quality of work that will actually help you propel your business, really technical, I don't think you'll find anybody for $2 an hour. So I would
not anymore.
If there's one piece of advice I'd like to offer to anybody listening and considering hiring, is to really evaluate what hiring is going to do to their bottom line and go based on that. You know, don't let the price be the only factor that you consider when you're looking for your team.
I totally agree. Absolutely. It's all about value, not price.
Absolutely.
So, Sarah, tell us really quick, like, how can people get a hold of you? Like, if they want to inquire about your services and your team and leveraging your team that way, how would they get a hold of you?
You know, the easiest thing would be, that's a great question. I could tell them to Google me up or to go to vbmpro.com, but I think the easiest thing would be to find me on LinkedIn. Sarah Spiker. And right there they have a lot of information about my consulting as well as my own team. And then we can go from there. I'm really active on LinkedIn. I'm really active on social media. And just for the purpose of this conversation, to really add value to your audience, if they email me, sarah@vbmpro.com, I will send them a PDF for free, no opt-in needed, that outlines 5 steps to hiring the right virtual team.
Ooh, that's yummy.
Thank
that's
you.
Great. So that's Sarah, S-A-R-A, at V as in Victor, B as in Bravo, M as in Mike, pro.com, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Sarah, thank you so much for your interview today. This has been absolutely valuable, great content, great stuff. Love it so much. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Chris, thank you so much for having me.
Everybody else, thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week as we have more great content and more ways for you to be able to create greater freedom, greater quality of life, and a greater prosperity right now.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.